And welcome to Small Business MBA. Today we look at another part of the balance sheet that often seems foreign to us as entrepreneurs. But if truth be told, it isn't that complicated at all. In fact, it's one of the biggest reasons for looking at our balance sheets, and that is to get an idea of the business's solvency. What is solvency? Solvency is the ability of a business to have enough assets to cover its liabilities. The business's assets are the things that the business owns, and the liabilities are what the business owes on those things. Why is this important? Every business has problems with cash flow occasionally, especially when starting in the business. If the business has too many bills to pay and not enough assets, including cash, of course, to pay those bills, the business will not survive. Solvency is the ability to ensure that this happens in the long term. As business owners, our key responsibility is to ensure the long-term viability of the business. Solvency, therefore, is something that as owners we must pay attention to. So, how do we measure the business's solvency? The first measure is called the debt-to-equity ratio and is calculated as total debt divided by total equity. This ratio indicates the degree of financial leverage being used by the business and includes both short-term and long-term debt. A rising debt-to-equity ratio implies higher interest expenses and beyond a certain point may affect a company's credit rating, making it more expensive to raise more debt. A debt-to-equity ratio smaller than one is seen as healthy. In essence, it means that the business's owners own more in the business than we owe. The next solvency measure is the debt-to-asset ratio. We calculate this by dividing our total debt by total assets. This ratio measures the percentage of a company's assets that have been financed with short-term and long-term debt. A higher ratio indicates a higher degree of leverage and consequently higher financial risk. In other words, the higher this ratio is, the less likely the company's ability to raise more debt. In technical terms, lenders may refer to the business being over-leveraged. Basically, what this means is that even though the company may have invested in assets that are profit-making, it has used too much debt, and for that reason, banks would be apprehensive about providing the company with even more debt. Insolvency, or poor ratios to the measures above, indicates a serious underlying problem that generally takes a long time to work out. And it may necessitate some major changes and radical restructuring of a business's operations. Management of a company faced with insolvency will have to make some really tough decisions to reduce debt, such as possibly closing branches or selling off assets and laying off employees. Periodically, checking your business's solvency helps ensure your company's fiscal health. In addition to helping businesses evaluate their capital structures, solvency ratios may assist owners in determining whether internal and external equities must be redistributed. Furthermore, solvency ratios may affect your decision to take on more debt at any given time. Not only does calculating solvency help companies make important financial decisions and ensure future profitability, but it also reassures creditors and shareholders that your business can pay its debts. Lenders want to know that your company can pay back the loan in principal as well as the interest that it accumulates. A poor solvency ratio may suggest that your company will be unable to meet its obligations in the long term. But more importantly, being able to talk through these numbers and having a plan for how you will address any problems that exist tells lenders that you are in control of your business's current and future finances. Fortunately, most companies can take steps to improve their solvency ratios and boost profitability in the long term. After the break, I speak to Sue Clotet-Hopkins about how we can improve our business's solvency. Welcome back to Small Business MBA. I'm joined by one of our regular guests, Sue Clutie-Hopkins, to talk to us about solvency. Sue, thank you so much for being here yet again.
Hi, yes. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so we're talking solvency today. So let's start right at the beginning. What is your definition of solvency within a business?
Solvency is really the financial health of your business.
Okay.
It is the ability for your business to repay its long-term debt. So it's different from liquidity in that liquidity is very short-term.
Okay.
Solvency is long-term. It's a long-term viability of your business. So it's how you are using debt in your business to make money and how you're managing that money to repay your debts.
Okay. So let's talk short-term versus long-term for a second. How do we define short-term and how do we define long-term?
Okay. So short-term is normally within a year.
Okay.
So the short-term liabilities that would crop up in your business would be your SARS liabilities, your repayments payments to your customers, so your creditors on your balance sheet. So things that you would need to repay quite soon. Whereas solvency refers to incorporates long-term financing in your business. And long-term financing you could get from an investor or from the bank, and it's a debt repayable over a period of a year and more.
Okay. So that's typically things like our car payments, for example.
Car payments, bond repayments, and cash loans.
Okay. So I tend to not think about cash loans as long term, but of course, you know, if I start my business by borrowing X amount of money from the bank payable over 5 years, of course that's a long term debt.
Yes, and the bank is only going to lend you the money if they can see that you have enough liquidity in your business and the ability to repay the money plus the interest on that money that you're going to borrow from them.
And that's one of the things that I really want to talk about today. Because I think that a lot of the time, as entrepreneurs, we look at this thing called solvency and we know, yeah, but of course we can pay it back. But when a bank manager comes back and says, no, we're not prepared to give you this loan, we tend to not understand why.
Yeah.
So from a solvency perspective, why would a bank not borrow you more money, especially if you are repaying a loan already?
Yeah. So the reasons a bank would not lend you more money is because they can probably see that you do not have enough equity or assets in your business to generate the money that is required to repay the interest and the loan.
Okay.
So the bank will certainly look at the ability to repay the loan, and that normally is generated from the assets and the equity in your business. The equity is evidence of having built up a profit over a number of years. So they want to see the viability of your business, the profitability that contributes then to the equity that then signals to the bank that this is a viable going concern, generating money, excess money with which they can use to repay this loan plus the interest.
So put in another way, if you're not building your component of this business, if you're not able to grow your own piece of this business, they don't have much faith in you being able to grow it enough in order to repay them.
That's right, yes. And that's the importance of running a proper business, of having more assets in the business than debt.
Because, of course, if it's a genuine asset, you know, if worse comes to worse, you can always sell the assets.
Correct.
In order to repay your debt.
Correct, yes.
And that's why, I mean, a key bit of advice we always give entrepreneurs is we do not borrow money in order to pay for the operations of the business. We do not borrow money in order to run the business.
Yes.
We borrow money in order to build and grow the business.
Borrowing money to put into the business's working capital is potentially dangerous because that can get eaten up. And you can pay your creditors and you can pay your salaries, and suddenly there's nothing left to service the debt, and now we have to borrow more money, and sometimes we can beg, borrow, and steal from family and friends, and that's still a debt in your business. May not carry an interest, but it's still a debt on your balance sheet, which then pushes your debt-to-equity ratio even higher. And we don't want it to grow. We don't want our debt-to-equity ratio to grow, certainly not past one, the ratio of one, because it means you've got more debt in your business. Then you've got equity, which is financially risky.
Okay, so you've started talking about one of the ratios that we use to calculate solvency.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the one that you specifically mentioned is the debt-to-equity ratio. So what is the debt-to-equity ratio?
Okay, so equity in your business is the amount of, or the value of the share capital of your business.
Okay.
Plus all the profits that you have generated since you started the business.
Okay.
Okay, so that would be your equity, your owner's equity. Another way of calculating it is to look at your assets minus your liabilities. Mm-hmm. So everything that you own in the business minus everything that you owe in the business is what's left over. That also equals your equity, your owner's equity.
Okay. So that's the equity component and then the debt component of the debt-to-equity ratio?
And the debt is what you owe long-term and short-term. So you look at that debt versus your equity. And an ideal ratio would be to be around 0.5, so half the value of your debt to your equity.
Okay. So I am running my business, and it is the first time that I've come across this thing called a debt-to-equity ratio. And yet again, you know, because this thing called a balance sheet is a scary thing, it's the first time I've calculated my debt-to-equity ratio, and I've come up with 3.5 to 1.
Okay.
Okay. What does that mean?
You know, Yaz, first of all, don't panic. Let's have a look at how it got to 3 to 1. Let's have a look at the trends in your business. Let's compare equity, debt to equity ratios over time. And then let's implement a strategy to start reducing that debt to equity.
Okay.
So it's important to understand exactly how it got there and how it has the potential to get worse or get better.
And I just want to kind of pick up on that for 1 second before we get into that in a little more detail. This is why it's important for you as the business owner to do this analysis yourself, because nobody knows the story of your business and nobody knows the story of how it got there.
Yes.
So as much as you might have a really great accountant, as much as you might have a really great financial manager, he may not have been with you from the very beginning. So he doesn't necessarily know how the number became the number. All he's going to do is tell you, that's a terrible number.
Absolutely, yes. And you know, the important thing about understanding these numbers is understanding what to do with them. What do they mean? What do you need to change in your business to make your debt-to-equity ratio drop?
Okay.
So we can look at ways of doing that. Of course, you can either reduce your debt or you can grow your equity.
Okay.
So growing your equity comes from looking at your profitability, which then we know profitability is sales minus expenses equals profit. So maybe we up our sales or decrease our expenses, but we've got to get the profit coming through onto your equity line to improve that ratio.
And again, it comes to looking at our different financial statements in conjunction with each other. You can't look at anything in isolation.
That's right.
Because if you're looking to increase your equity,
of
course you need to go back and look at your income statement and look at your budget and look at where the money, how the equity is growing.
That's right. Understanding where that number's coming from.
Okay, and then the other part of it is reducing our debt.
So reducing debt, most companies reduce debt two ways. So we can either implement a cash plan to have a look at what cash we can free up to reduce that debt immediately, or we can do something which is called restructuring of debt. So it's looking at where can we move our debt to that holds a lower interest rate. So it's looking for cheaper financing. So just moving the debt from a high interest agreement to a potentially lower interest agreement. So those are the key strategies that I would recommend we look at when trying to improve the debt to equity ratio.
And I think that you've touched on something really important there, because a lot of the time when we borrow 250,000 Rand, we just look at repaying 250,000 Rand. We don't think about the interest attached to that 250,000 Rand, which is an expense that is reducing our equity.
And the term of the repayment, you know. So if it's a long-term debt, by the time we finish repaying it, we may well have paid over double the actual value of whatever we bought with the loan.
Okay. So we've looked in a lot of detail at the debt to equity ratio. How else can we determine solvency in our business?
So solvency could also be looked at as debt to assets. So it's how well are we utilizing the assets that are financed with that debt in our business. So that could point to capacity planning around machinery in our business. So Are they all being used 24/7, or are they only being used for half the time? Is there any idle time? So what do we do with that idle time? How do we maximize the use of our assets in our business for financial gain?
And I imagine that would be very relevant in the manufacturing sector, and given that we're trying so hard to grow our manufacturing sector at the moment, so this is something that...
Any business that utilizes machines, sewing machines, ovens, manufacturing equipments, all of that.
So, and what's important about this particular ratio is it's not just about running it, it's about how much is this actually helping you in your business, because it doesn't help that you're baking 30,000 loaves of bread per week. It's about what's that doing for your business.
So how well are you using your assets in your business to make money?
Because we do say to entrepreneurs, you know, you should be, when you're borrowing, especially when you're taking out long-term borrowings, you should be using this to invest in in income generating assets.
Absolutely, something that you're going to use to make money and make sales and enable the repayment of that debt in the first place.
And that comes to something that I get asked a lot, and I think that you probably get asked this a lot as well. Given that solvency is such a big thing for lending institutions, if I have the money in my business, should I rather just use my own money to fund my growth and specifically to fund my assets, as opposed to borrowing money and you know, keeping the cash in the business? How do you answer that?
Are you saying in your personal capacity?
No, within the business. So, you know, I have the 500,000 going to buy the machine. But, you know, I kind of like the idea of having that money in my bank account, you know, so I can go and borrow it from the bank, which is a better option.
Okay. So first of all, we want to analyze the cost of that finance and the ability to repay that finance. Then we want to have a look at cash flow planning, so to see how much cash in the bank do we need to cover our expenses going forward, and do we have enough? And then we need to make a call on cost versus benefit. So would it serve my business to pay interest on a debt to buy an asset to generate money, or would it serve my business to potentially use the cash in the bank to buy that asset to generate money? So what's more risky, having a lower cash balance in your bank and buying the asset yourself, or borrowing and having to repay the interest on the debt? And it all boils down to the type of business you're in, seasonality, and this is why, it all goes back to planning, cash flow forecasting, understanding how much cash you need available, and when are you going to need that available to keep your business running.
And I think also looking at the history of your business, because you know, I think that's something that entrepreneurs forget to do. Look at where your business is now versus where it was 6 months ago versus where it was a year ago, you know, so that you can see what the growth was. Because the best predictor of future behavior is unfortunately past behavior, unless you do something very different. So if your solvency was really low previously, and you now have, you know, a situation where you have the solvency, like, you know, maybe you don't want to risk that too much.
Possibly, or otherwise, I mean, to attract investment or to attract people to want to loan to your business is also not a bad thing. It gives you a good credit rating to, if you are able to repay that on time and with interest, and you're using that money wisely to invest in exactly what you said earlier, assets that are going to make money for your business.
Okay, so one final tip to entrepreneurs?
My final tip to entrepreneurs is to really keep your finger on the pulse with those balance sheet ratios. So understand what they're doing over a period of time, and whether it's on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis or even an annual basis, to understand how your ratios are changing and where you need to make changes in your business to make sure that your business is in good financial standing for doing what you needed to do, whether that is growth, or whether you need to attract investment, or whether you need to go to the bank to apply for a loan to grow it further. So it's really to keep your finger on the pulse with those ratios and understanding what they mean and what you need to do with them.
Absolutely. Sue, thank you so much for joining us here again.
Thanks, Yaz.
After the break, we'll be back with a wrap-up on solvency. Join us for that.